As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Issues 2022. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO John Rolfe. Welcome to Issues 22, and thanks for being on with us.
Well, Steve, thank you as well. I'm glad to be with you this morning.
You know, you took this job, as I understand it, in October, and I believe you came to it from the Kansas Leadership Center. Is that correct?
That is correct, I did.
What kind of work did you do at the Leadership Center?
With the Kansas Leadership Center, and I refer to it as KLC, but I was the Chief Business Officer, which focused on all of our business aspects, our community relations, and growing our business with our what we call companies that are looking for leadership across the state and leadership opportunities that to grow their individuals, grow their companies in their leadership efforts, and other such related leadership activities.
Okay. Now, had you worked at the Chamber before that?
You know, I did have a stint here at the Chamber for about 3 years earlier as the Vice President of Economic Development.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from? Where you grew up? How you got to this point in your career?
Well, I grew up here in Wichita, Kansas, so I am a native of Wichita. Attended public schools here in the area, graduated from Wichita State University as a business major. And in terms of professionally, after college, I had started out part-time in banking and spent a number of years in the banking industry. And from there, also spent a number of years in economic development in various areas with the state, with the chamber, Wichita Chamber of Commerce, and when I say the state, the Kansas Department of Commerce, and besides banking, I also spent a significant amount of years in the hospitality industry, where I worked with a number of convention and visitors bureaus, including here in Wichita, San Jose, California, and Houston, Texas.
Oh, so you were out, you did move for a while, but this is the home, and you really kind of stayed in the hometown then, huh?
That's right. That's right. There were, you know, probably a total of professionally, probably, let's see, 7, 9, probably about 14 years that I, in between Wichita here and there, probably about 14 years outside of Wichita working professionally. But again, the majority of that has been here in Wichita.
It doesn't sound like you're old enough to do all this stuff, but you've been pretty busy.
I just said a few years.
There you go. Well, listen, you took this job as the COVID pandemic was winding down, actually. Have you been able to assess the pandemic's impact on the chamber's business office there?
Well, you know, in terms of our specific office here, yeah. I think the chamber was like everyone or other companies and businesses that face the various challenges with the pandemic, from, you know, staff reductions, limited hours, you know, really trying to maintain our business environment and certainly our business operations to address the needs of our local and regional businesses during the pandemic. Certainly, like everyone, we were dealing with illnesses, you know, at the time pre-vaccination, and certainly even after the vaccination was done. So dealing with those types of things, we were faced with that as well as a chamber.
Did you did any of your people work from home?
Yes, we had remote we had remote hours, and there was a period where everyone worked from home. But for the most part, we had remote hours. Well, we did have some people here in the office, but again, we had a remote type of operation, but also in such a way where we were able to, again, address the needs of the business community.
Did you lose anybody? So many businesses,
You know, fortunately, we did not lose anyone in terms of death or anything of that nature to the COVID. But certainly there were some illnesses that took place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, from what chamber members have told you, what was the overall impact on business, the business community of the pandemic? How would you characterize that?
Well, there was some, I would say it was probably a little bit of both negative and positive, the majority of that being negative in terms of, you know, staffing, staff reductions, revenues being down, and other challenges that the business community faced, in addition to, you know, illnesses and, you know, once the vaccination came, dealing with, you know, the issue of whether the vaccination was mandated, required or not. So all of those types of things had an impact on the business community. I would say on the other side of things, there were some positive things that took place. You know, there were certain companies that certainly excelled or had revenue growth in a time of that pandemic because of the need and the services or businesses, manufacturing types of things that they did. So there was that revenue growth side of things as well that took place. But it also created some opportunities for some companies to make a shift and be creative in things that they perhaps weren't doing previously, you know, previously pre-pandemic. And so I would say, again, there was a little bit of mixed impact in terms of negative and positive, but clearly there was a significant amount of negative impact as a result of the pandemic, including business closings.
Yeah, and that and the challenge of going to our restaurants, which we all wanted to do, is the people who were able to use drive-up lanes and curbside service, some of them I saw were doing pretty well during this pandemic.
Right, right. And so that was part of that shift, that creativity. Like, people want, you know, they need food or they want to go out and eat. How can we be safe and deliver them the food?
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
Let's create this drive-up or walk-up service in a number, from fast foods to fine dining type of restaurants were doing that, which, quite frankly, even today still exists as a result of that, including things like, you know, order your groceries online and just drive up. They'll put it in the back of your vehicle and you move on, which continues even after the pandemic and the vaccination and booster and things of that nature.
Well, and you talk about, of course, there was some federal money that got pumped into places like Wichita and other communities to help businesses. But on the other hand, there were people who were challenged to, think out of the box, outside the box. How are we doing this in terms of how do we keep staff? How do we keep going? And some of them were meet the town. Some of them just couldn't quite get it done, I guess.
Right, right. You know, and it's and that's the unfortunate part, because there are a number of small businesses, which the chamber, about 88% of our members, of our 1,500 members, represent small businesses, which mean they are 100 employees or less. Many of those were impacted. Of course, some were more, some were perhaps retail related. But again, those types of businesses that we all, you know, either grew up loving to go and contribute to or do business with, and became very a part of Wichita's history. You know, some still don't. Some at this point do not exist. So, those were some of those challenges and unfortunate catastrophes as a result of the pandemic.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention a little bit to something a little more positive, maybe. Tell us about the regional in the chamber's name. How many? I think you already told me how many members you have. But how many cities are you representing there?
Well, you know, obviously Wichita is our primary focus and city, but we changed that, and I believe it was in approximately 2017 we changed from Wichita Metro to Wichita Regional Chamber, and it really reflects what we consider key partnerships in this region, and even our work legislatively in the South Central region, and so that was part of that change, and as we work with various cities on various projects and collaborative on various initiatives, whether that's a Derby, a Newton, a Mays, even places such as, you know, Salina, McPherson, those areas that may very well be their regional player, and they have their own chambers. So we collaborate cooperatively with them. And we also are a key part of the what we call REAP, which stands for the Regional Economic Area Partnership, which represents the 10-county region, including Sedgwick County. So there's a coalition, if you will, Steve, of us that are all working together. And while we have, there may be individual chambers in the various cities, we do collaborate together and come together and work together on various projects that will impact the region. And obviously, whether it's in McPherson, whether it's in a Wichita or Derby, et cetera, those have an impact throughout this region. You take, for instance, the Pfizer in McPherson. Certainly, we have people who live in Wichita work there, and vice versa. There are things that they're doing, that we're doing, that, again, helps drive the economy and the business climate in the region. So that regional piece of business is very important to us. And while we may represent Wichita, collectively we represent a region.
Well, what are your members saying are their biggest concerns about local or regional commerce and business? What are the top priorities there?
You know, I think some of the two things that we're hearing and has been going on for some time is, especially, is the talent and more, you know, the talent needs, the staffing, you know, supply chain is certainly key, and certainly inflation is right at the top of that. Certainly at this point, you know, as we say, post-pandemic, those types of things are top of mind and top of conversation or topic for our businesses. And, you know, the latest has been the impact of what will happen and the impact of the Russian and Ukraine war and how that will impact long-term currently, but even going long-term.
Mm. You're listening to Issues 2022 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO John Rolfing. The chamber lobbies the Kansas legislature every year, and have you done well in Topeka this past winter?
Well, you know, Steve, it's not over yet, and as you know, nope. They're in the final part of that session. But I will tell you, there's two things that I will that we've been very involved with on our legislative side of things there, and certainly the aviation tax credit is huge for this, not only this city, but for this region, and I would say even for the state as a whole. That is significant, and we're excited that has been enacted into law. And then the other piece of that is the APEX, which is the mega bill that the governor has signed, and it stands for Attracting Powerful Economic Expansion Act. But we're hopeful that this $4 billion project will land here in Kansas. And as you probably know, we were competing with Oklahoma. But we're hoping that when the announcement is made, that we will come out a winner in that. But even if we don't, if we aren't the winner in that, you know, there are multiple projects that are going on that this particular bill and the passage of it will allow us to still attract some that are being worked on that hopefully will still come to the Kansas and specifically the Wichita region.
Yes, so, yeah, that one of the, of course, these are not flashy issues that you're talking about here, but they do mean something, especially for the business community and how you're doing business. And the project you were talking about there was the top secret plant that or whatever that may come here or Oklahoma. I understand Texas is in the running for it too, but yeah, that was it's going to be a big deal if we get. But will they get it in Wichita or will it go to Overland Park?
Well, it's slated to be up in the what I understand is the Johnson County, potentially the Johnson County area. I don't know specifically that, but it's my understanding it's probably not here in Wichita. But it will, I believe and know that it will. I'm sure it will have impact regardless of where it is located. It will have impact certainly here in this area, such as some of the other announcements, whether it's, you know, the Manhattan, Kansas, recent announcement project there and some of those other things. These are all great for Kansas. Certainly, you know, our focus is on Wichita, but we're excited whenever there is announcements across the state. And that's what, you know, again, that's what, as we work through our government relations area on various bills, they're going to impact all areas, and they will eventually have an impact on us as well.
You know, as well as anyone, that this is, Wichita at least, is an aircraft town with manufacturing that's going on, heavy manufacturing, and all the other smaller companies that feed into that. And it looks like it's going to be that way for a while. We're seeing some good things from a couple of companies, Bombardier and
right.
Spirit, right?
Right, Bombardier just, you know, had their recent announcement, the U.S. headquarters, you know, Spirit AeroSystems certainly continues to grow, and we're so fortunate to have them here, as well as Textron and the other, you know, aviation companies, you know, that are here, Airbus, et cetera, and those who supply and are in the aerospace manufacturing or supply chain. Those companies are very key, and we truly are. They are capital of the world, and along with some other other industries, but certainly aerospace is one of our key industries and has been, and we're so fortunate to have that in this region, and specifically in the Wichita area, what we have here.
We're looking at, what I'm hearing is everybody's looking to hire somebody. Is there anything special that the chamber can do to attract folks to come here and take a job and make their life here?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We are very much so involved with several organizations. What we're doing in terms of engaging and taking on our role as a part of this talent piece, you know, certainly the talent challenge and initiatives can't be done by one organization. There's a multitude in addition to what the companies individually are doing. But our efforts are key with that. And so no one organization, I think, can own that piece. And just like the chamber, while we have a piece of that talent initiative to help fulfill, to grow, to help meet the challenges that our companies are facing here. We're working with a number of other organizations. You know, the Greater Wichita Partnership, another key stakeholder in this community and a close ally and partner with the Chamber, as well as the Workforce Alliance organization here in the Wichita area. The three of us are collectively working together on several initiatives that are helping to drive and attract new employees and to meet, new folks to Wichita that can help with the employee need and request the talent, as well as other, you know, educational institutions that we're working with as well that are focused in various areas to grow existing talent that we have from high school that are coming out, going into trades, and those that are leaving college going into the workforce as well. How do we keep and retain that talent here, as well as bring new talent into the area? So there's a number of us that are working on that collectively and individually.
I know the Chamber's active in promoting business networking. Tell us about that, how you encourage networking.
Yeah. Well, we have a number of events that, take place throughout the year, whether that's, what we call our scramblers that, have a specific focus on business needs and opportunities. We certainly have individual types of things with our members and events such as our chambers issues, our chamber forums, our membership initiatives that connect our members and others together with opportunities to do business, as well as, just various events that we have that are pure networking and programs that, bring CEOs together to address, issues that they may be faced with and hopefully, more importantly, come up with opportunities to solve those particular challenges. So it goes across the spectrum of the different levels, but also across industries as well to connect, individuals, companies, certain levels within those companies, and network. So there's opportunity to grow your business, do business with others, as well as learn from others on the challenges that you each may be facing.
The Chamber's annual business meeting has become quite an event, a big event in our community with some terrific speakers every year. What are you planning this year? Who's your speaker going to be?
Well, if I tell you, you're going to have to guarantee that we're going to have that sellout at 1,000 people, from KNSS or something.
If you have somebody, you're not going to tell me today. I understand that, but it's quite an event.
I will tell you, it is quite an event, Stephen. What we are planning, we're in the planning stages of that right now. We've identified what I consider a phenomenal speaker, and we're working through those details. But very much so as in the past, and specifically last year that we had Patrick Lencioni, it will be a great speaker with an awesome message about how we continue to grow and build upon what we already have and the success that we're having. And so we're looking forward to having that speaker here and to confirming and announcing that probably within the next 30, maybe to 60 days at the latest, that announcement. And we believe, everyone will want to be there and be a part of this annual meeting, which will take place usually in mid-November. So that's also the date that we're looking at this point.
Now, you haven't been in the position a long time, but what do you think are your biggest challenges as president of the chamber, John?
Probably the challenges, and I don't know if they're challenges, but I would say the goals that we continue to do and focus on is how do we continue to address the needs of our business community as we recover from the pandemic, and to focus on addressing what the future needs are of not only our existing companies, but those companies that are will be new into this community and that are being recruited to come here. So clearly focusing on our existing company needs is a major focus of ours. And, how do we address those? And then really being on what I call that cutting edge of, being prepared to see what's forthcoming and hopefully prepare before those challenges may come apart, or how do we help them with resources to help grow their future workforce and their business. So that business resource need is probably that key piece of that.
What should give you the greatest satisfaction in your new job, John?
For me, Steve, I think the greatest satisfaction really comes from when we see our businesses and our members, member businesses and, businesses in the community being successful, growing, and certainly, as I mentioned, our small businesses that represent 88% of our members, seeing them continue to grow at staff and to become larger and successful. And if I can just quickly share, you know, one example of that, and started, you know, I believe it's maybe 50, 60 years ago, but a great example of that is IMA. I found out about the history of that. Three companies come together. They come together and they came together, and they were competitors. Started with 16 employees, and now they're several thousands of employees over that time. Those kind of stories are awesome, and I think, you know, we're seeing that every day from a number of small businesses that are starting with small numbers, and they continue to grow. 20, 30, 40 years later, they're still in this community, strong presence, doing great things.
All right. Well, I'm just going to have to interrupt you because we're out of time, but I certainly appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, and best of luck in your new job. Thanks for being with us.
Steve, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Our guest is Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO John Rolfe. That's all for this edition of Issues 2022. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.